Good evening and welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 10th of Kislev. We are continuing the halachos, which almost nobody learns nowadays, except for a person who wants to be a sefer, the halachos of mistakes in a sefer Torah. Last time, welcome to our wonderful live audience. Welcome to the new member of our Zoom. But last time, I mentioned the story, which is sad but true, where I know a Baal Kaveh, who is an expert Baal Kaveh. He was leaning in a certain shul, and because he found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, obviously he knew the halachas of this section, they no longer allowed him to lean in that shul anymore. They picked a different Baal Kaveh, and from then on, he was not allowed to lean anymore because he had found an error forcing the entire shul to leave to go get another Sefer Torah. They had another Sefer Torah there. So shocking. But it's important to know the halachas. You won't get set up there. Just one other quick story. I have a very great appreciation for the Hershey and Kehillah of Washington Heights. And one time I decided I was going to go to Washington Heights just to see what it's like. And obviously, I knew nothing about it. And it was the middle of the day. And of course, the shul, Kol Das Yeshurun, was closed. And I waited outside. I figured I'd just take a picture and leave. But suddenly, an older man and a younger man, they came to the shul and they said, "They're actually opening it up. I can come inside." So I went inside. I took a walk around. Why were they coming to the shul? Because every week, these two people, one is the Baal Kaveh, one is an older member of the Kehillah, they check the Sefer Torah and they make sure that there are no errors in the Sefer Torah. They said because when a person leans, spit a little bit when you lean, can cause erasure, and they made sure that Sefer Torah was kosher. But again, you see this, how careful you have to be, and if a person doesn't learn at the very least, Simon Chavdal and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so then a person's not going to know much of these halachas at all. We're up to Sif Zayin. Kishenimtza Psul. When an invalidation is found in the Sefer Torah, Shetzrichin lo hitzi Sefer Torah Acher, of the sort which is described in the previous Kitzur class, of the sort which we are required to take out another Sefer Torah, Im Nimtza Bein Gavra Legavra, if it was found between one Aliyah and the next Aliyah, Moitzi and Sefer Torah Acher, so then you have to take out another Sefer Torah. Maschila Mimokim and you're going to resume laning from the place where they stopped, meaning they were laning and they saw there's a mistake, so the Baal Kaveh stopped, and the next Sefer Torah is going to lane from the place that was stopped if this was between aliyahs. Umashlim, mashlimim, minyan hakarim, they should complete the appropriate number of persons who must be called up for aliyahs. Let's look at note 38 for a moment. It says, when the Torah is read on days that do not include a musaf service, three people are called up. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, four on the festivals, five people in Yom Kippur, six on Shabbos, etc., etc. So again, we will make sure that the amount of people who need aliyahs. Well, Olim Kvar, this is important. Those who have already gotten aliyah, B'Sefer Torah Apostle, do we count those aliyahs? The people who have leaned from the Apostle Sefer Torah, Olim L'Minyakirim, yes, we do count them. They are included in the number of Olim. Fine. And we include those. V'imu B'Shabbos, if this occurs on Shabbos, Im Efshalikra, so we act differently. If we're able to lane seven people from the second Sefer Torah, what does that mean if we're able to lane? So note 42, it says that is enough of the parasha remains unread. They can properly divide it into seven additional. It's pretty much 21 psukim. If 21 psukim remain to that parasha, so then we make sure, Yasu came, we divide up the remaining parsha into seven aliyahs. We don't require you to go back to the beginning of the parsha and to redo it, but we do try to get seven aliyahs. And we are concerned for the opinion of some gedolim who hold that the earlier aliyahs don't count. And yet we aren't concerned that you have to do the whole parsha again. The Hanoigan Balavachi on Shabbos, this can be done for its customer. In any case, because either way, many kihilais add aliyahs and Shabbos anyway. So if we want to be machmer, we'll add a number of aliyahs. We'll have 9, 10 aliyahs instead of seven aliyahs that week. So again, if you find this mistake in between aliyahs, so you should continue reading from that spot where you found the error. If you can add extra aliyahs, then do so. Sif ches. V'im nimtza if the invalidation was discovered be'emseh kriya, instead of found in between aliyahs, it was found in the middle of the aliyah. So in this case, there are varying opinions and customs. And every place should uphold its custom. But let's say there's a place where it has no custom. Like every shul you've ever heard of, I'm sure they have no minhag of what to do when they discover a mistake in the middle of that aliyah. So nearly, it seems to me, says the Kitzur, that you should do what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shelo Levarich al Sefer Torah Apostle, that a person does not recite a bracha over the invalid Sefer Torah, Ela Mafsikin Miyad. You stop the leaning right away, you might see a Sefer Torah Acher, and you take another Sefer Torah, Umaskil Miyamakim Shapasku, and you resume. That aliyah continues from the place where they had stopped in the first Sefer Torah. V'imifsiku be'emtza pasuk, if they stopped in the middle of a pasuk, nearly, it seems to me, the askelim mitchilas pasuk, you only go back to the beginning of that pasuk. The goyman as a parsha, and they finish that section that they were supposed to lane that day. V'nir, it would seem, says the kitzur, the yikra aloy, the person getting the aliyah should always read for the person getting the aliyah. I mean, the balkari should make sure to continue reading for that person. B'sefer Torah kosher in the valid sefer Torah, like we said all the time, the balkari should always make sure to read a minimum of three psukim, especially now that we're starting a new sefer Torah. But let's say there are no three more psukim. Let's say they're laning and they only discover this mistake with two psukim left to that week's parsha. See, askil lemafrik tzas, then go back a little earlier and then make sure you had a minimum of three psukim. Loyalenu v'loyal benenu, we should never have such a scenario in our communities. Mevarech bracha achreina, and the person who got this aliyah now is now reading from the second sefer Torah, he should make his completing bracha. He should make that on the second sefer Torah. Abel bracha rishena enu mevarech, but he doesn't have to make a new first bracha to also lay a bracha sheberech al sefer Torah possible. His bracha that he made on the first sefer Torah, which was possible, is going to work for his aliyah, not a problem. Upashur, it's obvious that if they can once again, like we said earlier, call up seven oilim, the Sefer Torah kosher and the second Sefer Torah, yes, you can, they should do so. And try to lane with seven aliyahs in the second Sefer Torah. As we said, it's never a problem on Shabbos either way to add seven aliyahs. And obviously, he's talking specifically about Shabbos. But then the law is the same. Even if they had not begun to lane at all, before this, meaning he got an aliyah. And then he said the Berachas HaTorah, the first bracha. And as the Baal Kari started looking into the Torah, he realized there's a mistake. Even before he started leaning that aliyah, miyad lacher a bracha, gam kein, in that case too, might see in Sefer Torah Achad, take another Sefer Torah. He does not have to make a new bracha. Once again, his bracha is on the leaning, and he does not have to take a new bracha. The in lachalik shouldn't distinguish between kriya achreina, whether it's the last aliyah, shar kriya, or any other aliyah, the inyan zeh regarding this matter, uvin maftir, if this issue come up with maftir, we'll talk about that later, what the Kitzur holds about that case. So once again, if you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, if it's between aliyahs, great, go to the next Sefer Torah, and you should finish the laning from another Sefer Torah. And if you can get seven more aliyahs, great, if it's Shabbos, perfect. If it's in the middle of an aliyah, then you should stop, go to another Sefer Torah. His first bracha will apply to the second Sefer Torah, and he only needs to complete his second bracha that he normally makes after Brachas HaTorah. Sif test. Nimsa posel b'sefer Torah. Let's say you found an invalidation in the Sefer Torah. The Ein Shom Sefer Torah, which is the case in the story that I told you. There was no other Sefer Torah. Mashlimin by, we complete the reading. Minyan HaKurim for the required Eilim. B'loi brachas. They complete the laning in that Sefer Torah that's posel without any new brachas. Obviously, you can't keep making brachas in a posel Sefer Torah. V'ayin l'kamon sim ayin ches, sif ches. Semi test of Yod, you should see later on what we're going to say. Now, I want to look at the footnote over here. Note, footnote 51. It says, since some authorities maintain that a Sefer Torah remains fit for use despite the mistakes that we've listed earlier, where there is no other Sefer Torah available, one should continue this the Torah reading from the bad Sefer Torah, so to speak. Chasrami can't say bad Sefer Torah. The blessings we shouldn't say because we're concerned, lechumra, not to make these brachas. In note 52, he says, later on, the Kitzur says, that if an invalidation was discovered before Maftir, they should bring out another Sefer Torah. If there's no other Sefer Torah, the previous Elish should recite the brachas over the half Torah instead of on the Torah point. And note 53 says, there Kitzur explains that in the event they were unable to complete the minimum number of Eilim, okay, so half Torah should be read without reciting the brachas. Okay, so again, we're saying over here, if you don't have a Sefer Torah, now what he hasn't said was the case like I described, where it was a bungalow colony. It was a bungalow colony. They were laning in one bungalow colony, and in that whole bungalow colony, they didn't have a Sefer Torah. To get to a place that would require get another Sefer Torah, they had to go on a 20-minute hike to town where they had another Sefer Torah in town. So is that considered like a case where there's no Sefer Torah, and therefore you would just lane from the possible Sefer Torah without making any brachas? Or at the very least, 20 minutes away, there's another Sefer Torah, and you go on a hike, you'll be able to find another sefer Torah. So the Kitzur does not discuss that case. If Yud, Yesh Eimerim, some authorities say Shem Nimsa Psul b'sefer Torah, that if a mistake is found in the sefer Torah, b'chumish echad, within one chumish, meaning the sefer Torah obviously has chamisha chumish Torah within all of it, and you found a mistake in Bereishis Chas v'Shalom. So mutar and likra is bites for a minute to land in that sefer Torah, b'chumish acher, in Sefer Shemais. There's a mistake in Sefer Bereishis. You're allowed to lay in Sefer Shemais from the Sefer Torah. You can, for example, in Psul Hub Sefer Bereishis, like I just said, Mutar and Likras Boy, and you'd be allowed to lay in from the Sefer Torah. Brachais Sefer Shemais, even though the Sefer Torah has an error in it, that is possible. But as long as it's not in the current Sefer that you're middle of, you'll be allowed to make brachas in the Sefer Torah. That's what Stam is saying. Then you can rely on this opinion, B'shat Tzchak, in a pressing situation, when you have no way to fix the error, or Shabbos Yomtiv, where you're not allowed to fix the error on Shabbos Yomtiv. We call Makam nevertheless, but Shabbos Mincha, on Shabbos during Mincha, Ein Lahitzi, you should not take out the Sefer Torah that has a mistake in a different Chumash, Kevin Shaz, because then during Mincha, Ein Akriya Chayva Kolkach, the requirement of Kriya Satayra is not as significant during Mincha as it is by Shachar on Shabbos. And therefore, you should not take out this questionable Sefer Torah. Because the reason why we've established the laning, as we're going to talk about later, by Mincha on Shabbos, is for those people who don't come to shul on Mondays and Thursdays, as we'll talk about later. Sif Yud Aleph. Im nikra hatfira shebein shtei hayuras. This, I once heard a story we were zeichet to have by our table when I was very, very young, 30 years ago. We had a person by our table who is a Rav in Ukraine. And he came to us. He was the only from person in his entire kehillah. And so he had to do everything by himself. He leaned and he got Hagba. So he got Hagba in his own shul and he lifted the Sefer Torah. He was a big, strong person. And he ripped the Sefer Torah in half during Hagba. Incredible story. Okay, he also was once laying in that shul and he laid the wrong parsha. And then he was the only one who knew that, so he just kept on going. If the seam between the two sections of that parsha tore partially, if most, again, you know, there's a line between the two pages of the Torah and it got torn. If most of the Torah is still together, then you can continue to lean from that Sefer Torah. But if the majority of that seam has torn, so then you have to take a different Sefer Torah. If you don't have another Torah, if the tear is once again, if it's within Sefer Bereishis and you have to lay in Sefer Bereishis in Karim, but you can't use that Sefer Torah. LMK Nishir, unless there remains a minimum of 5 stitches. If you look at the back of the Sefer Torah, you see the stitches. If there are 5 stitches, then you're good. But if there's more than there's less than 5 stitches remaining, you can't lean from that. But if the whole tier is in a different section, it's in braces and you're leaning in Shemais, so current, but you could use that Sefer Torah. Even if you only have 2 stitches, obviously if the whole thing is totally torn, that you cannot use anymore. But again, we're relying on the kula from the previous sif that if it's from a different chumash, so then you're allowed to lean from this current chumash. Fine. Sif Yud Beis. The final sif in this section, Nimtza Shava Echelib. If wax or fat was found, Chenotav al Oisai Teva, it dripped on a letter or a word. Obviously, this was in times when that was the lighting material that you had. The fuel for lighting was wax or fat, and it dripped on the Torah. Imu b'chol yisira, if it was during the week, so you should scratch off that wax or that fat from the Sefer Torah that's on a letter. What if it's on Shabbos Yomtiv? You can't scratch it off. If the letter can be seen underneath it, then continue reading, even though you can't really, it's not perfect, but you can still see the letter. That's not a problem. But if it's totally covered, you cannot see the letter at all. If the wax or the fat was discovered in a place, it's not part of the laning for that week, but you could still lane from that Sefer Torah, but brachas, using the brachas. But if it's part of the laning from the spot where you're supposed to lane and it's dripped on it, you can't see the letter of also liquor. So you can't lay in there. What's the problem? You can't lay there. Not because the apostle is still in the Sefer Torah, but you're not allowed to lane from the Sefer Torah by heart. And if you can't see the letter, you're leaning by heart. Therefore, if it's possible, to remove that wax or the fat using a shinoi in an unusual fashion. Say the For example, let's say the wax of head is totally dry. And you could fold the parchment of the Sefer Torah a little bit to make the wax come off. So yes, you can, that's what you should do. But if you can't remove it at all, you can't scratch it off on Shabbos, so then it has to be left there and you can't use that Sefer Torah. Fine. But during the week also, when you're able to remove that wax or fat, what's it on Hashem's name in this case? It's wax on Hashem's name. You have to be very, very careful not to erase part of Hashem's name in the Torah. So what should you do to be so careful that you're not going to remove Hashem's name? What you should do is you should heat up the parchment from the outside, from the other side of the paper. By doing that, the wax or the fat is going to dissolve easily, and then it'll come straight off the letter. Again, Simen Chav Daled is incredibly important to Kitzur because many, many people are not going to be able to spend the time learning the halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah and the Psulei Sefer Torah. And if a person works on this Sif and chazers it, you're going to have a huge amount of information. It's going to be one of those things that you're going to pass in the halacha in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And a person will say, wow, you must be a genius in Safras. It makes you sound certainly very intelligent. It's great for Shidduchim. It's great for Shalom Bayis. It makes you sound great. Everyone should have Bracha.